This November marks the 90th anniversary of the Royal British Legion's poppy appeal. This year, however, the British Legion launched its campaign in Afghanistan, shifting its focus from the veterans of yesteryear to the veterans of today. But with the scenes in London of poppies being burnt by anti-war campaigners, has wearing a poppy become a political statement rather than simply remembering the fallen? Our reporter James Banks has been following this year's events and he joins me here in the studio. So, James, has this year's poppy appeal been a success?
Well, absolutely. You know, every year it receives a lot of high-profile support. But this year especially, with things like Prince William visiting the troops in Afghanistan on Remembrance Sunday and campaigns such as the March for Honour that was launched here at Cardiff Castle. And I was actually at the start line where I managed to speak to a number of veterans, including John Dart, a former Sergeant Major in the Royal Welsh. He spoke to me about how we should treat those who are currently serving in the armed forces.
When they come back, respect them, look at them, think about them. They'll have trouble, they'll have problems in their heads, some of them, not all of them, in fact very few, but it does happen, and people got to understand and respect that, as I had to respect those that went to the First and Second World War as I grew up. You know, people would respect them, they wouldn't look down on them. Hey, they stand 6 foot above everybody else in this country, all of them, Army, Navy and Air Force.
Do people think that Remembrance Sunday and the poppy appeal have been politicised?
Well, there's always going to be a number of sceptics, of course, but the majority of people I've spoken to are very positive and are backing the poppy appeal. I was actually in London for Remembrance Sunday and I was extremely humbled to see the way that the capital embraced the minute's silence. And as Big Ben struck 11 o'clock, you could almost hear a pin drop across the capital. So clearly, Remembrance and the poppy appeal still grabs the nation's attention.
And what was the reaction of the public in Cardiff?
Well, from what I've seen, it's been extremely positive. Earlier this week, I was actually on board HMS Monmouth, which has been docked in Cardiff Bay, especially for this period of remembrance. Whilst on board, I spoke to Chief Petty Officer Ray Chute, who I asked if he and his sailors had enjoyed their time in South Wales.
No, it's been good. The guys yesterday that went out, not only to Cardiff, but also Monmouth, and another party went to a naval memorial.
And do you think that the operational focus of the armed forces at the moment is making Remembrance Sunday more of an event?
I think the way that the armed forces are in the public eye a lot more now these days. The guys are doing a fantastic job, either the guys that are deployed and the guys that are here in Cardiff. You know, we're all committed guys and we really do appreciate the general public support at this time.
So do you think the poppy is here to stay?
In a nutshell, yes. I spoke to one veteran last week who told me that in his opinion, you know, poppies grow in fields throughout the world, regardless if yours is to remember northern France or even southern Afghanistan. Remembrance, it's not a day for politics or spin. It's a day for thinking of those who have fallen and more importantly, those that have been left behind. So, yes, I think the poppy will continue to be worn for many, many years to come.